Interview with Daniel Smith, Part 3. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to the Sunday Sample, Episode 60 for Corporate Worship Matters. And today I bring you the third and final part of my interview series with Daniel Smith. Daniel's a worship leader in San Diego who I got to know recently, and we had a very interesting conversation about all things to do with worship recently in Jerusalem, in fact. If you haven't heard the previous two episodes, I'd encourage you to go back and listen to those or watch those, because they give a bit of background to this third part of the interview, which I think, and I hope, and I think you will find really stimulating as you think about your own situation for leading corporate worship.
Maybe that ties into also what another question I had was, what do you feel God's been teaching you about worship? Yeah. Personally, as a worship team, the whole church, but just, you know, is it something you feel like God's been trying to get your attention, God's been showing you, teaching you, developing in your worship? Do you see anything like that?
Yeah, I think there's two things, and I really need to be more, I guess I'd say maybe even more urgent and just moving. I think the first one, probably the biggest one, is having courage to do different kinds of worship, to do different styles of music. It's been a while since we've sung something like In Christ Alone, which has that kind of Celtic feel or something.
It does.
Songs that clap on the 1-3 or things like. I think in general, sometimes when a church can get a style, it's like, okay, we've got our style, we'll stay there. This is what people connect with, this is who we are, and we do it every Sunday. And that's a very big danger for me, especially when I lead, because I can be someone of routine. So I can get in one style and let's do that and not change. And I think I can sometimes be afraid that the congregation would react kind of negatively, like, oh, what's this new, what's this weird? But what I think I've seen is when people have come, like guest worship leaders, we have five regions in San Diego, maybe someone from San Diego will come and introduce a new style of song. People from the congregation will come up after and say, hey, I love that new song, hey, I love that. And I'm thinking like, oh, I didn't think you would really like that song. Because sometimes we've had what did you do with that song? So I worry about that. And I think God's been trying to teach us, like, no, be courageous. Like, if you introduce it, and you have your song leaders, and you do it with faith, and you do it and just be examples of joy, and here's why we're singing this, the congregation will follow. And maybe some won't like it, but you can't please everyone, you know? And you might encourage a brand new kind of section in the congregation that hasn't been connecting because you did something new. So I think that's big. I think I need to be more, I think we need to be more courageous in our worship. And I think that flows into the next part of just having more emotion in our worship. Lifting of hands, closing of eyes, public, I'd say, with our mouth, literally with our mouth, adoring God or complimenting God. God, you are holy. God, there's none like you. In the middle of worship, maybe some won't be singing. Some will just be praising God and adoring God and being okay with that. I don't think swinging the pendulum as far as my upbringing grew up, you know, because that was screaming, yelling, running around the church, which in some instances is a very powerful environment. It really is, just adoring God. But I think we can, our church, and again, it starts with me and the worship team being courageous enough to invite and say, hey, it's okay to lift your hands. And even just biblically teaching, hey, here's why they lifted their hands back then. So that kind of encourages them even more. Like, okay, well, let's, here's why. Okay, it is okay to do this. It's biblical. It's not something incorrect or wrong to do.
And even if it's not someone's particular desire to do so, if they know what the teaching is, they won't feel distracted so much by somebody else who feels they can express themselves in that way.
That's right. That's right. Very true. Yeah. Some will cry. Some won't cry. Some will close their eyes and feel close. Some won't close their eyes and feel close. But yeah, I think with that teaching, then they won't be tempted to judge, like, or be distracted or look down or feel weirded out. So, no, this is something that God has called his people to do, and hey, if it's helping someone connect, great. That's what we want to do. We want people to connect and just leave Sunday or midweek or whatever, just leave full.
Yes. Absolutely.
No. Please leave a comment anywhere you see or hear this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from one another, because we learn best when we learn in community. And if you know someone who might benefit from this recording, please pass the link on. Leave us a review, click the like button and the subscribe button, and let's keep learning about the best ways to help not only ourselves, but those we lead to worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. Until the next time, take care and God bless.